You're listening to Wee Stories for Kids, and this is a story about a spider called Sydney, who doesn't come into our homes to scare us, but to find true love. To win the heart of the prettiest spider, Sydney must perform the best dance beside her. But dancing in the open is a dangerous manoeuvre, because big people freak out and try to attack him with a hoover. Eek, eek, shoo, shoo, nobody wants a spider like you. But a spider must be brave to achieve his goal. He must practice and channel his inner rock and roll, because the path to true love is never easy. If it was, that would just be cheesy. Eek, eek, shoo, shoo, nobody wants a spider like you. Run, Sydney, run! Summer had tried every house but one in the street, but she'd never found a spider she wanted to meet. But before moving on to another postcode, she decided to spend the night at number 9 Hope Road. Summer clung to the ceiling and settled down for the evening, spinning a web and doing some cleaning. She fluffed her pillow and wondered to herself, would the spider of her dreams ever present himself? Summer awoke super early the very next day. She brushed her hair and applied some hairspray. She looked and looked for any movement, when suddenly a spider called Sydney announced that he was ready to dance for her amusement. Sydney took a deep breath and tapped his hat, checking to see that he wouldn't be disturbed by the family cat. But no, no, no! A big person and a little person he could see. Instead of a hoover, why couldn't they ever just bring him a cup of tea? But the little person made the big person rest the hoover on some gloves. That spider isn't scary, Mum. He's madly in love. That's right, cried Sydney, punching the air. Never ever in his life had he wanted to scare. So this was his chance. In the name of romance, it was time to perform his one great dance. Cha, 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 toe tap toe and a big ta-da. Jazz hands and a little back flip. Step will change, twirl, twirl, dip. Sydney skidded to a stop and looked up at the ceiling, desperate for Summer to find his moves appealing. When suddenly she lowered herself onto the floor and said with a kiss, that was like nothing I've ever seen before. And off they skipped and scuttled and scurried, together forever and in love with no more worries. Which brings us back to the big person who was now sitting on the ground. She never knew there was a reason for all those spiders running around. And outside in the garden, Sydney and Summer live happily in a little cave. And if the big person ever spots them, she doesn't reach for a hoover, she waves.